Don't matter kind of loving you're into, or how big your apartment might be. All you need's an air conditioner, and you're the man for me.
Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, where this particular Saturday we're talking about air conditioning, and we're talking specifically about air conditioning with Green Valley Cooling and Heating, our Rosie Certified Heating and Cooling Specialist located in Green Valley. And y'all's service area, Bob, how big an area do y'all service?
We take care of the Green Valley area. We go into Sarita, we go down to Tubac, and we've recently moved out to the Vail area as well. So that's our entire service area.
Okay, celebrating 50 years.
50 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're pretty pleased with that. I've been with the company 12 years. Best position I've ever had in the industry. I've been in the industry for 27 years, and this company has run like no other company I've ever seen in the industry.
Yeah, the couple times I've been down there, I mean, you could walk to where the guys have their locker rooms, and you could literally eat off the floor.
You can. I mean, we have a lot of pride there, taking care of the place. We want it to be presentable and very professional. As the vice president of sales, I get to meet with a lot of customers, and I am so happy every time I go out to meet with them after we've done a new system installation with how happy and pleased they are with all of our people. And they always tell me, you know, every one of your people that's ever been out to their company, out to their house, has been very pleased with our guys.
Y'all have got the big training classroom.
Yep, we do. We believe in training quite a bit. We get Daikin reps out to do training for us specifically on products. We do a lot of in-house training as well. The majority of my techs are NATE certified as well.
And what is NATE?
It's North American Technician Excellence. So they do all the testing and set up all the guidelines for technicians being certified.
Well, we were talking with Steve earlier about the mini split systems, and you've been in the business long enough. I mean, in the old days, I mean, you know, we were paying 3.5-4 cents a kilowatt. So yeah, we'd throw up four walls, we'd throw a roof on it, call it a house, put single pane glass in there with aluminum frame windows, and we would just, okay, 300, 350 square feet, a ton, you know, and we'd overton it, we'd over engineer it, yeah, and as long as it spit out cold air at the end of the register, we were happy.
Yeah, if that was cooling. We weren't really designing comfort. We were just making it cold.
Yeah, people didn't even know what a hot spot was back then.
They had lots of hot spots, but they didn't care. They'd move to the cold spot to be comfortable.
Well, you know, you'd have all these folks from the Midwest move out, and all they would say is when they close ESCO, all I know is if I'm going to be here in the summer, when I turn that thermostat down, I want this house to be a meat locker. You know, and so yeah, we just throw huge units that would turn off and on 50 times a day, not filter the air, you know, not eliminate the hot spots, not do anything.
Yeah, and this time of year when we have our monsoons come in and we have the humidity, they wouldn't control humidity very well either. It starts to get muggy in the house.
Couldn't run long enough.
No, they just short on and cycle, off, on and off, and no humidity control. And what do we do to make it comfortable? We go to our thermostat and lower it down a couple more degrees to get it colder, but now we're using more energy.
Well, we're in the age now of 20 and 24 and 25 cent per kilowatt power, and the building industry has really become, and I tell young kids this all the time that are coming into, I mean, it's really the building science now, and what we're doing in the building envelope and what we're doing in the indoor air quality, what we're doing in the world of air conditioning, it's just,
and it all goes together. One piece of that puzzle's out of there, and now you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if the house isn't built right and sealed up right and nice and tight, your air conditioning calculations are meaningless if you planned on it being tight or loose. So yeah, all of that goes together.
When y'all are out looking at a piece of equipment as to whether or not to repair it or replace it, I tell people all the time, look, with the increased efficiency of your home, the increased efficiency of the equipment, chances are if your equipment is 15 or 20 years old, we could probably shave a half or maybe a whole ton off the equipment.
Absolutely.
We could definitely downsize your equipment. You're going to pay less for the equipment, you're going to pay less to run it, and it's going to give you much better results.
Yeah, the comfort level goes through the roof. And we do a lot of multi-stage and variable equipment as well, which, again, as Steve mentioned earlier, with the VRV systems that the mini splits have, when they vary capacity, you really come to realize that you don't need that full capacity except for that hottest time of the day. The rest of the time, you just need a little bit of that capacity. So they work far better, especially when they're sized properly to begin with.
And with the old equipment, it was on, full bore, or off. And you had no options, baby.
Yeah.
Then we came up with two-speed compressor, now variable speed compressors, and then all the other technology that drives the SEER ratings up, drives the efficiency up, which will make you, the Arizona homeowner, more comfortable in your home.
Absolutely.
For a lot of reasons.
You get people that will complain to us, but they don't like air conditioning because when it's on, it's too cold. Well, if your air conditioner is too big and it's blasting out that freezing cold air and then it's off again, you're hot, cold. But when it's on, it's uncomfortably cold. Size it properly, design it properly, install it properly, and then use variable technology. You're just going to stay comfortable in your house.
And that's the key. We want you comfortable. We want you to be able to control your indoor air quality. And a lot of that has to do with controlling your indoor humidity levels as well. We've talked about the different types of systems. We're going to take a little break here. We're talking with Bob Burkholder, the Vice President of Sales with Green Valley Cooling and Heating, as well as Steve Pascuso from Daikin North America. Daikin, the largest air conditioning manufacturing company in the world. You may be familiar with the equipment if you do any amount of traveling at all, because it's the only way the rest of the world air conditions their indoor spaces, and it's becoming more and more popular here in the States. And Daikin has just recently made a huge commitment and move to manufacturing right here in the U.S. of A. We'll be back talking more about air conditioning, and in particular, we're going to go into maintenance of the different types of equipment, again, with Bob Burkholder of Green Valley Cooling and Heating. It's Rosie on the House. We'll be right back.